This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County added 44 new confirmed COVID-19 cases on Tuesday, but when factoring in recovered cases, its active case count dropped from 215 to 162. According to the news record, Campbell County has seen no deaths, according to the Tuesday report. However, Wyoming recorded 17 more deaths, making a total of 135 virus-related deaths in the county and 1,667 statewide since the pandemic began. Tomorrow, a couple of new events debut in Gillette with the first annual Galentine's Wine Walk and Bourbon and Bros Walk. The events start at 5, offering wine and bourbon to sip and swish. For more information, see either the Galentine's Wine Walk or Bourbon and Bros Facebook page. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Gillette Veterans Clinic has resumed in-person appointments after 2 weeks of virtual-only care due to the pandemic. Veterans can see their doctors in person or continue virtually or by phone, whichever they prefer. Any vet who has COVID-19 symptoms, sore throat, fever, shortness of breath, or coughing should call the clinic before going to your appointment. Although the International Pathfinders Camporee is still over 2.5 years away, excitement is beginning to build. At a County Chamber of Commerce luncheon earlier in the week, the director of the Camporee, Pastor Ron Whitehead, gave the council an update on preparations for the event. The Camporee is expected to bring some 50,000 visitors and $25 million in economic benefit to Gillette and the surrounding area. Thus far, 2,500 non-refundable tickets have already been sold. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.